This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We're back on Dr. Dahlia's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, well, there's a lot of discussion on this doctor that wanted to sing on a Delta plane the national anthem. And I guess a Georgia physician wanted to honor a fallen soldier. Apparently his casket was on that flight. And he wanted to honor the soldier by singing the national anthem aboard a Delta Airlines plane. And a flight attendant stopped her, saying it would violate company policy. Dr. Pamela Godfrey of Savannah said she and fellow passengers were told to stay quietly in our seats as an honor guard escorted the casket from the plane Saturday at Hartsfield-Jackson Atlanta International Airport. Flight attendant told her that singing the Star Spangled Banner would make passengers from other countries uncomfortable, she said. So Godfrey said, I couldn't put up with that. I wouldn't be offended if I was in their country. She's got a point. If I'm ever in a foreign country and their national anthem is going, I'm fine with that. It's beautiful. That's just what other countries do. But I'll tell you, I kind of see what happened from the airline's perspective, so we'll talk about this. Excuse me. Sorry, I got the hiccups. But anyway. Godfrey said she kept quiet until she was off the plane. Then she found an unoccupied stretch of the airport terminal where she took out her cell phone and self-recorded a 6-minute, 30-second video that she posted on Facebook. By Monday afternoon, it had been viewed more than 778,000 times. Okay, now this is where I start to scratch my head a little bit, okay? So, going back a little bit, Godfrey said she was flying Saturday from Philadelphia to Atlanta when the pilot told passengers the plane was carrying the remains of a fallen American soldier. She said she began asking the passengers if they would join her in singing the national anthem as the casket was taken off the plane. Many agreed enthusiastically. The chief flight attendant came back to my seat. She kneeled down and she said, it is against company policy to do what you're doing. Godfrey said of the video, and I said, the national anthem, and there's a soldier on board. She said, yes, you cannot sing the national anthem. It is against company policy. So Godfrey said she stayed in her seat with her head down. And then in her video, she said, I just did the most uncourageous thing in my life today. Anthony Black, a spokesperson for Atlanta-based Delta, declined to comment. He said there is not a policy about singing the national anthem, period. And the soldier was Army Staff Sergeant Dustin Wright. He was among four U.S. troops killed in an ambush attack October 4th in Niger and was returned Saturday to Wright's family in rural southeast Georgia. Black said Delta policy prohibited him from identifying the deceased soldier transported on the flight. And so this is obviously very, very controversial, as, you know, people have been very frustrated with what's been happening with the NFL and the kneeling of the flight. But here's just, okay, and I understand she's a doctor, and good for her for wanting to sing the national anthem. But and this is just, you know, I'm in 99% agreement of singing the national anthem, but 1% of me is scratching my head a little bit, okay? I can't tell you how many times I've wanted to get up on the mic, or a lot of people have wanted to get up on the mic and sing, you know, for the, for the airplane. Okay. You know, some of us really like an audience, and, some of us feel compelled to do it, et cetera. And the, you know, airlines have to control the mic. All right. You know, I know you guys don't believe me, but I've seen it. One person gets on the mic and then everybody wants to, and that's chaotic. And so when she was originally denied, I was She was going to, from what I understand, videotape this. If you want to sing the national anthem for a fallen soldier, sing it. Sing the national anthem. You don't have to be on the loudspeaker. You don't have to do a video. If you feel compelled to do that, just start singing. Oh, say, can you sing? Just start singing it in your seat. But I'm a little confused here. This is why I'm scratching my head. Why did she have to stand up and get on the loudspeaker? And why have it videotaped? So then after Dr. Gaudry, and again, bless her for wanting to honor a soldier, but I'm just a little confused. Then she goes into an unoccupied stretch of the airport, and then she self-recorded a video, and it got 778,000 posts, so that, you know, she did something famous, which is, but again, is this about her and a videotape, or is it about the soldier? If you see a soldier and you want to salute them, you want to sing to them, that's great. Do it. But once we want to start videotaping and make it something go viral and getting some attention, we start to lose a little bit of what it's worth. You know? Like some people say, you know, I'm going to go to the grave. I'm going to, you know, pray for somebody and I'm going to videotape. Why are you videotaping that? If you're praying for somebody or you're visiting a loved one, just do it. Why does it have to be videotaped and shared? What are you trying to... Now, I understand that if they're trying to videotape because they want to show the family that the loved one... but I don't think they knew the name of the person yet. You know, I mean, if it's like, well, look, once we know the name of the person, then we could share this video. I get that. But, you know, if you want to sing the national anthem, just sing it. You don't have to do it on the loudspeaker. Just do it. Tell everybody around you, go ahead, guys, let's sing it. Oh, say, can you see? And just start singing it. You know, or, you know, some other beautiful religious hymn or whatever. So, and then if she wanted to honor him, you go to the, you know, outside, go and honor him. But this video and uploading and getting a whole bunch of likes, and then you start to wonder, that is there a little bit of a secondary gain? And I'm getting a little nervous seeing all this good work being done by people. And again, bless the doctor for wanting to, you know, honor the soldier. But we're starting to dilute a lot of the charitable work when we take it and make a video to post on Facebook so everybody sees what you do. It starts to diminish it a little bit. 1-877-DOCTOR-DALLY, don't go away.
Take a look at some numbers. 4 out of 5 people who have a stroke, their first symptom is a stroke. 80% of all strokes and heart disease, preventable. And $149 is all it takes to get screened and help take control of your health. We are Lifeline Screening. And if you're over 50, call now to schedule an appointment for 5 painless screenings that go beyond regular checkups. We use ultrasound technology to literally look inside your arteries for plaque that builds up as you age and increases your risk for stroke and cardiovascular disease. And by getting them through this package, you're saving over 50%. For just $149, you'll receive 5 screenings that could reveal what your body isn't telling you. Lifeline Screening, the power of prevention. Call Lifeline Screening today at 888-815-LIFE to learn more. That's 888-815-LIFE, 888-815-5433.
There's a software solution to every business need, and Capterra.com can help you find yours. Whether you're a startup looking to keep better track of customers, a nonprofit hoping to have a record fundraising year, or a business that simply needs better payroll software, Capterra's got you covered. Capterra has over 400 categories of business software for you to choose from. Anything from email marketing to scheduling to accounting and beyond. Capterra makes it easy to find what you're looking for with thousands of ratings and reviews from actual software users just like you. Best of all, using Capterra is absolutely free. Capterra connects you with the business software that will help you do what you do better. Visit Capterra.com today and join the millions of people who use Capterra. That's Capterra, CAPTERRA.com. CAPTERRA.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Blake, who is working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so President Donald Trump is officially declaring the opioid crisis a national emergency. Trump told reporters back in August that the epidemic is a serious problem, the likes of which we have never had. And he announced yesterday that he will formally declare it a national emergency next week. The opioid crisis, he says, is an emergency, and I am saying officially right now, it is an emergency. It's a national emergency. We're going to spend a lot of time, a lot of effort, and a lot of money on the opioid crisis. That's what he had said in August. So the White House Commission, tasked with finding ways to combat to treat the country's growing opioid addiction, strongly recommended earlier this year that Trump declare a national emergency to battle the issue. The CDC estimates that 91 Americans die daily from opioid-involved deaths, and a recent study by Dr. Christopher Rum suggests that opioid-related deaths are severely underreported. I agree. So what does the declaration mean? What does it do? According to Fox News, this opens up more funding, obviously. The commission said that an emergency declaration would persuade lawmakers to allocate more funding to combat opioid addiction. But a federal declaration would also allow the government to dip into certain funds, possibly those appropriated by the Public Health Emergency Fund. Now, Gary Mendel, founder and CEO of the nonprofit Shadowproof, argued that more funding is needed in order to properly combat the opioid epidemic. So, it gives the President and Congress expedited ways to fund what needs to be funded to save the lives of so many every day and mobilizes the cabinet to attack the issue. Keith Humphreys, an addiction specialist at Stanford University, told the Washington Post that a federal declaration would open up monetary resources to states from the Federal Disaster Relief Fund, just like if there was a tornado or a hurricane. Plus, whenever you, declare an emergency, it also creates more awareness, just like what we were trying to do with National Blood Donation Week. It does. It helps increase more awareness. So officially declaring an emergency coming from the White House is big in terms of reminding us that this is huge. They say it would also awaken every American to the simple fact, if this scourge has not found you or your family yet, without bold action by everyone, it soon will, according to the commission. You, Mr. President, are the only person who could bring this type of intensity to the emergency, and we believe you have the will to do so, and to do so immediately. So, we also need to combat the stigma. They said when asked why an emergency hasn't already been declared, Mendel blamed the stigma associated with addiction and mental illness, but the Federal Declaration of Emergency could help change that negative stigma. Now, the HHS, Health and Human Services, has issued public health emergency declarations in the wake of natural disasters as well as the spread of diseases. They did so with the Zika virus in Puerto Rico in August 2016. It was renewed again April 2017. Public health emergencies were declared when Hurricane Sandy hit New York. In November 2012, during the Joplin, Missouri storms and tornadoes in 2011. So, it does help. And, it's great that there's this declaration. We're going to use funds. But, are we really being honest about why people are addicted to these medications? Are we really... looking at all the, all the causes or impetuses or the, initiators. Taking a step laterally, we were talking about the hepatitis crisis in San Diego. That is now extended to L.A. and parts of Arizona. And, one worker within one of the government agencies had said, one of the things that might have stemmed this crisis is the homeless population would rely on plastic bags to poop into. And when California initiated the plastic bag ban, they can't go to a garbage and grab plastic bags like they used to. Now, recent garbage bins don't have any, plastic bags. So what do they use to poop into? And it's kind of dangerous to go to an outhouse, especially at night, etc. So if they, want to do anything in their tent, like poop in a bag and wrap it up or whatever they can, they don't have plastic bags anymore. And so we, you're not going to see that publicized with the exception of, one or two articles on it. It's all going to be hush-hush because nobody wants to, mess with anything politically or, upset, mainstream media. But with the opioid epidemic, are we having this problem maybe because we battled big tobacco? Did we ever think of maybe our fight on the tobacco crisis stem this opioid epidemic? Did we ever think of that? No, one is people get more pain, they get more arthritis, they have more issues when they gain weight. We're not smoking anymore to keep our weight down. When we're hungry, are we reaching for a cigarette? No, we're not doing that anymore. Now, thank God. I'm glad we fought the smoking epidemic, and I think we're doing an amazing job cutting back on, bringing our smoking numbers down. Smoking is so bad for your health. But we have an obesity epidemic. And with an obesity epidemic, we're going to have a pain epidemic. We're going to have a diabetes epidemic, which we are. We're going to have then a diabetic neuropathy epidemic. We're going to have a spinal stenosis. We're going to have a degenerative disc disease epidemic. And with those come pain. So obese people hurt more. Now, I'm not saying the opioid epidemic is all about obese people. But is anybody going to go, stand up and say, well, it could be this? We're going to have to be kind of honest. Now, President Trump had a nominee to lead the nation's drug control efforts. And the nominee, Tom Marino, has withdrawn his name for consideration after investigation by the Washington Post and 60 Minutes found that he spearheaded an effort to pass a law that effectively killed the DEA's ability to shut down suspicious drug shipments. I don't know much about this law, but Trump tweeted earlier this morning that Pennsylvania Rep. Tom Marino, whom he had nominated in September, had withdrawn from consideration as the country's next drug czar. Right? Trump said he would look into Marino's role for passing the law, which kind of crippled the DEA's most powerful tool for stemming the flow of opioids into the black market. Democrats called on Trump to rescind his nomination after the report was released. Some called for repeal of the law. Senator Claire McCaskill, who called Marino's withdrawal the right decision, said she would introduce legislation to repeal the law. Now, Marino, who had been nominated to be director of the Office of National Drug Control Policy, was one of several members of Congress who participated in the campaign funded by pharmaceutical companies, according to Slate.com. The ability to freeze suspicious drug shipments was key to blocking some countries from delivering to corrupt pharmacies and doctors who could flood the streets with dangerous floods of narcotics. Now, I don't know much about this law. I'm sure we're going to be finding out more in the next few days. But, when we look at an epidemic that we have, it's not just going to be one thing. There's going to be a variety of things that went wrong. And I wouldn't be surprised if there were some Republican policies and some Democratic policies that might have fueled this. Are we going to hear about the Democratic policies? Probably not. Are we going to hear about some of the Republican policies? Probably. And depending on which media outlet, maybe it'll switch. Right. But to effectively fight the opioid epidemic, we are going to have to allow another venue, another option, another avenue for addicts or people with pain to go to, whether it's alcohol, whether it's marijuana. And mark my words, you will probably see a federal change of heart when it comes to marijuana, or we will see mass legalization throughout the states, as states are going to want to show that they fought this opioid epidemic. They're going to fuel a marijuana epidemic, but at least they could say they fought the opioid epidemic. Same thing with tobacco. All right? People can brag, and we could say that we fought the war on tobacco. Woo, yeah, yeah! We have an opioid epidemic, we have an obesity epidemic now, but we fought the war successfully on tobacco, and we're still fighting it. So how are they going to fight this? Well, yes, stopping black market drugs from coming into the system, that's a big plus. But who are buying some of these black market drugs? There are people in real pain. They don't have health insurance. Their doctor's not prescribing the medication anymore. When doctors are scared to death and do not want to prescribe these medications because they don't want to lose their license, and you have massive pain, the pain's not going to go away miraculously, which means you're going to be looking for where you can get these medications. And you have no problem buying a black market medication because you're in pain, you're suffering. We need to be very, very smart about how we do this. We have innocent people buying these black market drugs. We have innocent people not being able to go and get pain medication. And for some of them, marijuana does not work. 1-877-DOCTOR-ELLIE.
ProPure Water Filters. Most trusted, most tested. Right now you can save 25% on the ProPure Nomad Gravity System. Visit an authorized ProPure dealer for details. That's ProPure.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
So thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So 1 in 9 men in America are infected with oral HPV. So I don't know how many men listen to the show. Let's say 18. That means 2 of you listening right now, I don't know, could have oral HPV. So, we are being told in this new study that 11 million American men have this virus that can lead to cancers of the head, neck, throat, and it could also lead to penile cancer, cervical cancer, etc., but we're talking right now about oral HPV. This equates to 1 in 9 U.S. males age 18 to 69. Infection is most likely for those who have had multiple oral sex partners, are gay or bisexual, or who have had genital HPV infection. That's according to a team of researchers here in the U.S. The most common cancer caused by the sexually transmitted virus is oropharyngeal squamous cell carcinoma. Now, you would think it would be cervical cancer, but, you know, But anyway, oral pharyngeal squamous cell carcinoma, head and neck cancer. It's a lot more common in men than women. Which, again, you would kind of make you scratch your head a little bit because you're thinking, well, wait a second. If it's on the genitalia and oral sex may be performed by one demographic more than another, wouldn't that demographic be infected more? Remember, with viruses, it could be the right tissue at the wrong place at the wrong time. So, men more commonly get throat cancer. And we're finding more commonly it's related to HPV. Smoking and alcohol can lead to it as well. They say the incidence of this cancer has increased 300% in the last 20 years, according to lead researcher Ashish Deshmukh. He's a research assistant professor at the University of Florida College of Public Health and Health Professions. Deshmukh and colleagues used 2011 to 2014 data from the U.S. National Health and Nutritional Examination Survey. They found that nearly 12% of men and nearly 3% of women were infected with oral HPV. Nearly 2 million men had high-risk HPV number 16, a strain that causes most cancers, which, by the way, there's a vaccine for. This type was six times more common in men than women. They say although an effective HPV vaccine does exist, like the Gardasil or the Cervarix, for both boys and girls, the number of boys getting their shots remains low. Also, many at-risk males are older than 26 and don't qualify for the vaccine or have been already exposed to the virus. So the HPV vaccine is recommended before sexual activity starts. So we recommend kids 11 to 12 years old should get the shots, and we usually give them, you know, two shots about 6 to 12 months apart. That's according to the CDC. In 2014, only 57% of girls got the shot, but only 35% of boys had been vaccinated. Excuse me. They say we've got to vaccinate young boys because the vaccine has potential to decrease cancer risk. Excuse me, I apologize, I got the hiccups. You know, it's frightening. It is very frightening to have that conversation with that, you know, with your kids, where they need to get a vaccine so they don't get throat cancer. Now, when your kids are 2 months, 4 months, 6 months, and you bring them in for the vaccines, you don't have to have a conversation. But the average 11, 12-year-old boy is like, whoa, 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 hold up, hold up. I'm going to the doctor to get what? Well, you need to get a shot. Wait, why am I getting a shot? My shot should be done. Well, no, you do need your pertussis booster, your tetanus booster. You're not done. Okay, well then fine, just the one shot. Yeah, but you need your HPV shot. Well, what's HPV for? Mom, well, HPV is a virus that could cause throat cancer in you later. Well, how would I get this virus? How would it get into my throat? Well, some men perform oral sex. What? What's that? Well, it's when a, you know, person puts their mouth, what? Who would do that? Well, some people do. Well, I'm not going to do that, so I don't need the shot. I'm like, look, where's your father? Get your father. Dad, mom's saying I gotta get a shot because I'm gonna put my mouth on somebody's lily and then I'm gonna get a virus. Can you tell her that she's whack? You know, and then, you know, my husband's standing there going, yeah, your mom's whack. All right, thank you. I knew it, man. Can you believe that? I don't, man, mom, like, I'm gonna do that. Okay, so the problem is now they're 26, okay? They're doing that activity. It's already too late. You can't give them the shot. All right, so they say even if all young boys are vaccinated, it will be years before a significant decrease in head and neck cancers is seen. In the short term, we need to find alternative prevention methods. Yeah, if you can't get the shot if you're over 26, 25, 26, women also, you know, you're at risk. According to 2013-2014 CDC research, more than 45% of men were infected with genital HPV, which is more common than the oral type. At the same time, about 40% of women carry genital HPV. HPV is the number one sexually transmitted illness out there. Sexually transmitted disease. It's not the number one reported. Chlamydia is still the number one reported. But HPV is still the most common. So oral, much lower than genital. But it's very easy to get the genital into the oral. They say it's not clear why men have more oral HPV than women. Moreover, rates of oral HPV are higher in younger and older people. That's also not understood. But the vaccine is effective. HPV vaccine prevents cancer. They say the data is remarkable. Rarely in a vaccine do you have such strong effectiveness. Now, the other thing we can do, which nobody seems to be doing, is why don't we recommend, maybe slowing down on the oral sex? You know they have something called a dental dam? Did you know that? I think it's called a dental dam. And it's like a piece of like saran wrap that you could put on the genitals when you're about to do oral sex. That's interesting. I don't know how that works. I've been married 21 years. Again, if it's not a missionary position, it's not happening in my family. Okay, now this is weird. This is a weird study. Don't freak out about this. They say men are at risk of an early death if they receive blood from females who have been pregnant, so moms. They say men are more likely to die prematurely if they received blood from a woman who had given birth. Now, further investigation obviously has to be done, but they say the most common cause of such male deaths is transfusion-related acute lung injury, and sufferers are unable to take in sufficient air. They say for unclear reasons, women are unaffected by receiving blood from once pregnant females. Researchers say further investigation is required to determine why this male-specific death risk occurs. Professor Kevin McConway from the Open University, who was not involved in the study, said it's important not to read too much into the study. I'm a man, and I wouldn't be concerned. So how did they do the study? What the hell's going on? So researchers from the Sun Queen Research in Leiden, Netherlands, analyzed death rates among 31,000 patients who received 59,000 blood transfusions across six hospitals, of which 13% of patients died after receiving donors' blood. Three types of donors were evaluated: men, women who had previously been pregnant, and women who had never been pregnant. Results revealed deaths are significantly more likely to occur in men receiving blood from women who have been pregnant as opposed to a male donor. And the most common cause of death was this transfusion-related acute lung injury. Females receiving blood from once pregnant women weren't affected. Now, the findings were published in the Journal of American Medical Association. I don't know how many people have died from this sort of lung injury. I've given birth to two kids. I donate blood now a lot. And, this transfusion-related acute lung injury, it's rare, affects 1 in 5,000 people within 6 hours of receiving blood. You have sudden breathing difficulties. Okay, we don't know if it's an activation of white blood cells. We're not sure why this happens. It's rare, though. But look, if you need a transfusion, it's because you're going to die without it. Don't freak out about that, but wow. 1-877-DOC-VALLEY, don't go away.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
In an emergency, you need a fire now. But what if the wood is wet? No problem for Instafire. Our non-toxic fire starter packs lights wet wood, floats, and can even burn on water or in any weather. Sustains winds up to 30 miles per hour, and each pouch weighs only 1.75 ounces. Need an emergency or camp stove? Get the Instafire Inferno stove that boils 20 ounces of water in under 3 minutes with controllable heat and temp from 425 to 1500 degrees. Free shipping. Go to Instafire.com and use discount code RADIO30 up to 3 times for 30% off your order. Instafire. Fire in an instant.
speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, now, you're not going to like this study. This study just came up. Too much exercise can actually double your risk of heart disease. If you're white, not black, but if you're white, this is weird. This is a weird study here. Scientists have revealed that white men who work out at least 7.5 hours a week are nearly twice as likely to suffer from heart disease than those who do a moderate amount. I thought the more exercise, the better. And we're not talking about dropping dead from cardiac arrest doing marathon running. We're talking about heart disease, like arteriosclerosis, like plaquing, plaque buildup. Researchers in Chicago assessed exercise patterns over the course of 25 years and made the surprising discovery that very active white men are 86% more likely to experience a buildup of plaque in the heart arteries by middle age. But this did not apply to black men. It was suggested that high levels of exercise over time cause stress on the arteries, leading to higher coronary artery calcification. Now, of course, scientists do not want you to stop exercising, but this is very interesting. It's a small study. So this is what happened. A team from the University of Illinois at Chicago and Kaiser Permanente looked at the physical activity trajectories of 3,100 black and white participants on the long-term cardia study and assessed the presence of this coronary artery calcification. And the presence of it is kind of a significant warning sign to doctors that a patient could be at risk for developing heart disease, could also signal, you know, be a signal that you need to consider early preventative care. Now, Dr. Topeka Ladu, assistant professor of physical therapy in the UIC College of Applied Health Sciences, said we expected to see that higher levels of physical activity over time would be associated with lower levels of CAC. However, they found that at the top level of exercise, there was no extra risk for black men, but an 86% increased risk for white men. And they say this base was based on the evaluation of long-term exercise patterns from young adulthood into middle age. Now, the study group had 8 follow-up examinations over 25 years, from 1985 through 2011, starting at age 18 to 30 and finishing at 43 to 55. Researchers split participants into 3 distinct groups based on physical activity patterns. Group 1 was defined as exercising below the national guidelines of less than 150 minutes a week. Group 2 met the national guidelines of 150 minutes per week. And Group 3 exercised 3 times above the national guidelines, so over 45 minutes a week. So, so 150 minutes a week, that's 5 times 30, that's about, you know, half hour workout every day. So for those of us that work out every day, an hour, hour and a half, we could very easily do the 3 times above. Overall, those in the group 3, the highest exercise, were 27% more likely than those in group 1 to develop the coronary artery calcification. The findings were divided by race, gender, of course, white men more at risk. Now, why? What is going on? Why? How? They think that high levels of exercise over time may cause stress on the arteries. That's according to study co-author Dr. Jamal Rana, cardiologist at Kaiser Permanente in Oakland. However, the plaque buildup may be more of the stable kind, thus less likely to rupture and cause heart attack. Now, this was not evaluated in the study. So maybe they still have cardiac buildup, but it's not as dangerous as the unstable cardiac buildup. Remember, you want a plaque that's stable, that's not going to fray, that's not going to break off, that's not going to tear the intimal lining of the blood vessel, cause a clot, and cause a massive heart attack. Now, that doesn't mean you should stop exercising, but what the heck could be going on here? Now, we got to be very careful with these studies, okay? You know, some of the best studies are where, you know, you take a group of men, and you say, all right, you do this, you do this, you do this, and all you men are identical. You eat the same. You exercise the same. You sleep the same. You do everything the same. Except this one variable. Exercise. And then we will watch you with 25 years and 50 years to see if you have a heart attack. Those studies would be ideal. But that's not, we don't have the time, and there's no way to do those studies. So these retrospective analyses or these studies that, you know, these studies that go back in time going, okay, well, let's take a look at all of you. You know, we see you have coronary artery disease. Let's look back and see what were your exercise patterns. The reason why I don't think those studies are as good is, do we have the living proof? Do we have, there's a lot more questions that could come into play. A lot more factors. But, you know, I wonder if the Cinderella theory holds true where, you know, it has to be the right amount of exercise for you. If you are constantly stressing your body on a treadmill and the body wants to really relax and hunt and gather, again, think back to caveman days. You ran when you had to. Did you run every day? Did you, you know, really pump iron? Did you really stretch yourself to the limit? You might have when you were running for food. But then when you got tired, you got tired. But, you know, we learn to push ourselves when we're tired. You know, whenever I'm at a gym, and I have my own gym equipment at home, but whenever I'm out of town and I go to the gym, there's always a little sticker saying with shortness of breath, you know, you want to stop your activity, which is what I tell my patients as well. But you do start to get short of breath. You still breathe a little heavier when you're getting your, you know, heart rate up. You try to hit your maximum heart rate. I mean, this is what happens. This is very, very normal. And so, you know, maybe your body doesn't want to be working out for an hour or two. Maybe your body wants short stints of exercise. And maybe we need to listen to our body more. Now, again, it's a very small study, and they only found this to happen in white men and not all other, you know, demographics. But then again, they didn't, you know, look at all the other ethnicities. But, you know, if you ever feel like maybe you're exercising a little too much, that you might not be wrong on that. And I would rather you exercise more often and smaller workouts than 4 or 5 long major workouts. I think there's muscle fatigue, and I think it does stress the heart. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Donald Trump's net worth dropped $600 million on Forbes' rich list. He drops 92 spots. The Forbes list of the 400 richest Americans show that Donald Trump, the, quote, billionaire in chief, they say, his fortune fell by $600 million down to $3.1 billion. So as a result, he dropped to number 248 on the list. He came in 156 on the list last year. I think this is actually good for him because, you know, people don't really like the people on those lists. You know, they're like, oh, man, you're rich. Really? You have that much money? And, you know, so him dropping while he's, you know, in the White House, I think makes a lot of people feel good. Nobody wants to think that you're in the White House to make money. Is he still not taking a salary? I thought he wasn't taking the salary. I don't know. Is he donating? Is he just saying, no, don't give it to me? I don't know what he's doing. But, again, that'd be cool. So the magazine attributed his decline in wealth to, quote, a tough New York real estate market, particularly for retail locations. See, remember I told you about retail? And a costly lawsuit and an expensive presidential campaign. Trump reached a $25 million settlement in a suit, remember, with the Trump University. But overall, they say the richest Americans are richer than they were a year ago. They say it now takes a record $2 billion to make the cut of the richest 400 Americans. So some of you going, well, wait a second, let me look at my piggy bank here. You're not going to cut it. You got to beat the $2 billion mark. The magazine estimates there are 169 billionaires who were too poor to make the cut, including Chief Operating Officer of Facebook, Sheryl Sandberg. Bill Gates tops the list for the 24th straight year, estimated at $89 billion. Amazon founder Jeff Bezos, or Bezos, worth $81.5 billion. Number two spot, then Warren Buffett, number three, $78 billion. Wow. 1-877-DOCDALI, don't go away.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is
the store I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.